Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Caroline, Willie, D-Maze, 102.5, 106.3, The Game and The Game Nashville app. We are live from the Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical Game Studios, streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook Live every single day. Our video streaming is brought to you by Superbook Sports. Download their app today. Use promo code THEGAME. We're live out here at the NFL Alumni Golf Tournament at Towhee Golf Course.
Absolutely.
D-Maze coming out here on the links.
Oh, yeah.
Showing us your stuff. How we doing? Happy Friday, everybody.
Hey, happy Friday. Man, it feels so good to be Friday.
And it feels so good out here.
Yeah,
we got a beautiful view
nice
of the
day.
Golf course. It's a beautiful day.
Man,
not too hot.
Lovely.
Good setup.
Uh-huh. A little breeze, slight breeze. You know, good people around. Hear some birds. See a few squirrels.
We just had a great reunion. This is, of course, right just less than a week after I rewatched Super Bowl 34, which I know Derek doesn't want to talk about it. I know, but we just ran into Blaine Bishop, and I was just thinking back to the good old days.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I was there for every game. I just remember that was such a great era there. But it's always great to see you guys talking, catching up a little bit.
Yeah, you bring up the misery, man.
It wasn't misery. Yeah, it was such a great run.
I do, but
such a great
but
run.
I do blame. I blame Blaine. I blame Javon. I blame Marcus Robinson. All those guys that either couldn't play because of injury, Blaine hitting people so hard that he's knocking himself out. I mean, Javon Kersey hits Kurt Warner's arm because he's so good at getting around an edge. It becomes
play.
A underthrown pass. And Perry Fins is sitting right there, and Denard Walker, and both of them.
Tony Dorsett. Dorsett,
yeah.
All those guys. I'll tell you what. We could have a show.
Anthony Dorsett.
Yeah. We could have a whole show about the what-ifs of that game. Forget about other games that you guys played in. But that game, I'm telling you, that the pass, the long pass to
Isaac Bruce –
that breaks the 16-16 tie and sets the stage for the drive that ends up 1 yard short. Today, people throw that pass all the time. The intentional underthrow, knowing your guy's going to adjust and catch the ball. That wasn't an intentional underthrow.
No, Javon.
Javon Kurse hit his arm and made it like that.
Exactly.
And give him credit for adjusting to the ball.
Yeah.
But that was not by design. That was pretty lucky when you get down to it.
No. That's why I blame Javon, too, because he was so damn good that he beat the tackle and he got to the quarterback.
Because Denard Walker was running
step for step with
Isaac Bruce. Mm-hmm. Like, if it throws on time, he might pick it off. Who knows? I mean, he's right there.
I have a feeling you haven't let Javon nor Blaine forget that.
No, every time
for the
I
last
see him,
25 years.
I bring it up. I'm like, man, y'all, like, gosh. Javon,
and nor should you let them forget it.
Yeah, I would never let them forget it. That's what happens when you are such just like this freak of nature, hence the name freak, but freak of nature that you're just so good that, man, couldn't you just be average on that play?
No, it's unreal.
Could you tone it down a little bit for the sake of the team?
Well,
could you do that
for average?
Me?
They had two all-pro safeties. Blaine was one. Marcus Roberts
Marcus
the other.
Didn't play.
Marcus did not play because he got into a motorcycle accident, if I remember correctly. He was not able to go.
Well, didn't he? No, he played in a Jacksonville game.
I thought he did, too. He had
he
couldn't play in the
Super
Bowl. So you didn't have him, and then Blaine obviously got hurt early in the second half. A very scary situation. Fortunately, he was all right. But you're playing without two all-pro safeties against the greatest show on turf. I mean, that's not an easy thing to do. You're just thinking about these little things that if a little bit goes the other way, it's enough to maybe get over the hump and win it.
Man.
Unbelievable.
Coulda, shoulda, woulda, ifs, ands, buts. It's some of the greatest stories of sports.
Yeah, Derek will never watch the game again,
no,
I don't
I
think.
I would not watch that
we
game.
Because he made the mistake. We tried to get him to watch the Ravens game the next year, which was even more frustrating and just miraculous that the Ravens beat the Titans, which was the best Titans team, 2000, for sure. And Derek watched it for about 15 minutes, and he started texting Chase and I like, why did I do this? This is the dumbest thing. I'm throwing stuff around. I'm not doing this again. I was like, Derek, it'll be therapeutic. Just watch it. You'll feel better about it. He didn't feel better about it. He felt worse.
There was nothing therapeutic about that. It actually took me back to that moment. Like, Seriously? I got away from that. I ran away from it. Now y'all draw me back in.
You bring it back in. Exactly. Now all of a sudden you don't have any plates in the cabinet because you threw them all against the wall.
I'm back in 99, 2000 all over again.
Yeah, it's all right, T-Man. That's all right. You can redeem yourself.
Yes.
Titans could need you.
Yeah, you're right.
You can always redeem yourself. 2023, the comeback year of Derek Mason.
Those are great teams.
49.
So. Great teams.
I'm making a comeback.
If not D-Mace, maybe D-Hop.
Yes, maybe, uh-oh, just maybe.
Because D-Hop has left the building in New England, at least.
Mark Dominic, or whoever the Mark Dominic is for the Patriots currently, could not keep him in the building.
Didn't do a great job. Mark Dominic, a former NFL general manager, was on with us yesterday. He said his job when they brought players in to visit was just to keep them in the building so they could, you know, take their time to draft up contracts. It's like, hey, let's play a quick game of, you know, foosball over here, if you wouldn't mind. A quick 2.5 hour game of foosball. But DeAndre Hopkins has left the facility in New England, and per Jeff Howe, he did not sign a contract in New England. And an interesting report from Jeff Howe that came out yesterday. So, and Jeff Howe writes for The Athletic, covers the NFL for The Athletic, says DeAndre Hopkins and the Patriots have had a productive visit, according to a source. No deal at the moment, which is good news for the Tennessee Titans, but there's still a level of optimism that the two sides could reach an agreement. The Patriots are making a push for Hopkins. Duh. he has departed Gillette Stadium, but is still local. So per Jeff Howe, no deal at the moment, but quote-unquote optimistic. Now, first, I think we need to dissect, where do we think this information is coming from? It sounds to me like an agent report, that the agent texted Jeff Howe, said, hey, no deal, but we're optimistic. Mm-hmm. Don't worry, we're optimistic about it. And maybe that's either a push for the Patriots or a push for other potential teams that could be interested in DeAndre Hopkins. It went well in New England, not a deal yet, but optimistic, maybe a little bit of a push. I'm not sure. But thoughts on the report and thoughts on the visit in New England.
Mm. So DeAndre Hopkins is still local? That's what the...
My guess is probably
does that mean he's in New England somewhere?
This was yesterday afternoon.
He's still local.
Yesterday at 4:58 p.m., so that would have been 6 o'clock Boston time. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that was he maybe was going to go grab dinner and then catch a flight home.
Maybe.
If still local.
Because if needed, like Hal Gill, we feel like is still up there. Last Friday, he joined us from the road.
He was
on the road headed that way. I think he's still up there. We could have him launch an investigation because Hal has that area covered. Like, he could be off the coast of Maine, you know, fishing for lobster or, you know, whatever you catch up there. There's a lot of places in New England you could go and be sort of off the grid. So, but Hal knows how to find these people.
It would be great if Hal could maybe pick up a couple of Dunkins, bring it over to DeAndre Hopkins.
He's got connections with Dunkins.
Have a nice little chat.
Yeah.
Yeah, just talk about stuff.
Talk about Nashville, how great it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Lure him in.
Yeah, you know. It's beautiful now, but wait until you're here in November.
Yeah. Exactly.
T's
absolutely.
And
yeah, I mean, I'm sure that the agent, in both situations, because it's similar to the wording and everything as far as the visit went. It went great here in Nashville. Was not a contract on the table, but everyone's optimistic. Then he flies up north to the Northeast, has a meeting. Everybody's optimistic. No deal is in place, but everybody's optimistic that a deal can be in place. You know,
today's the best day ever. They're all best friends.
Absolutely. So now you go into the weekend, and I believe he's going to continue to take trips. I think he's going to continue to drum up some type of interest, because I think there are teams that would love his services. But they're waiting for that one team to offer that contract that everyone can see. Mm. And then I think you can make your determination based upon that. Do we offer more? Do we offer less? But it seems like unless I know I got you, I am not putting a contract out in public. Because once I do that, now everybody knows where the market is.
Where is Cleveland with this? That's the one team I just feel like they want to make an offer. Like, why wouldn't they take a shot with the Deshaun Watson, DeAndre Hopkins past, and the Browns where they are? They just spent all this money and all these draft picks to get Deshaun Watson. They have a need at wide receiver just like the Titans and the Patriots do. Like, where are they?
That's a good question. and I would agree with you. You already have the rapport with Deshaun Watson and DeAndre Hopkins. It makes sense. And I would look at it like, well, if you're already investing that much money in Deshaun Watson and you want to get the most out of Deshaun Watson, then continue to spend a little bit more money to get the most out of Deshaun Watson. If you want to make money, you got to spend a little bit of money. If you want to be successful, not just in this AFC, but in the AFC North alone. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Browns are in a stacked division. Then I would think that you want to make a push to get the best players that you possibly can. But I also go back to Kevin Stefanski was asked about DeAndre Hopkins. I believe it was at an OTAs or a mini camp day, in a media scrum outside. Kevin Stefanski was asked about DeAndre Hopkins. He said, we feel good about the wide receiver core that we have. We feel good about the team that we have. I don't know if that's coach speak, but every other coach that has come out and said that, Robert Saleh has said that, and the Jets are kind of out on the D-Hop sweepstakes. Mm-hmm. Lions head coach.
Dan
Campbell has already come out and said, hey, you know, we're good. We're good with our team where it's at. We haven't really heard anything else from the Lions. So I don't know where the Browns are at. But to me, for right now, I think it is the Titans and the Patriots. And if anybody else is interested, come on down.
Well, I mean, teams are not going to, say, for instance, take the Jets, for instance. Unless they have an injury, they're not looking to bring in another receiver. They're just not. And they don't want to, you know, ruffle any feathers with the players that they do have. They don't want to cause any, you know, commotion or speculation, you know, because they, in their mind, they feel they have a good set of wide receivers. So why upset the apple cart with, you know, you potentially going after DeAndre Hopkins? The Lions, that's an interesting one because they lose Jameson for six games. Mm-hmm. But they got St. Brown. They
Josh
got Reynolds.
Reynolds
is there, and he's
good old Josh Reynolds.
He's been productive for the Lions. So I think they believe they have their core of receivers, young receivers, that they can move forward with. Another team to possibly watch, Buffalo. We don't know. I don't think we've heard the last of this Stephon Diggs situation. They sort of tried to put it to bed quickly, but when you come to an agreement that it's best for you to leave, you know, camp early, OTAs early, there's something wrong with that to me.
It's a very fishy situation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I can see them potentially sort of, you know, from a million, from 10,000 view. Looking at the situation with DeAndre Hopkins and saying, you know what, we may just hold off on that, you know, because we could be in a sweepstake for him. But then again, we don't want for it to come out that we are, because we still got Stephon Diggs, and we got to work out whatever situation we're going through with him. We got to work it out with him.
And I do think that the Bills and even the Chiefs could be kind of dark horse teams for this because of what's going on with Stephon Diggs. And it's
exactly
a weird situation that Sean McDermott comes out and says, we're very concerned about Stephon Diggs not being here. The agent said he was in Buffalo the whole time. He comes back for day two of minicamp. And then Sean McDermott says, no, it's all good. Everything has been okay. So weird situation going on there with Stephon Diggs. Bradford texts in the text line, says, I have a feeling the Titans are going to get D-Hop. And Bradford, you're not alone. We'll get into that coming up next. And, of course, your thoughts as well. 615-737-1025. Caroline, Willie, and D-Maze is brought to you by the News & Sports Sportsbook with cash rewards and the easiest, simplest betting experience possible. Betting just got better. Download the & Sports Sportsbook app today. 1025-1063, The Game.
Give me your percentage. Percent chance that he ends up a Titan. Percent chance that he ends up a Patriot. Percent chance the field.
85% Titans, 10% the field, 5% the Patriots. I just don't think there's any appeal for him to go to New England. I think he's just going there because he wants a free steak dinner. He wants to feel loved and appreciated, and he wants everybody else to be really nervous. I think he's going to end up a Titan. I'll be really surprised if that doesn't happen.
85%?
Yeah. Yeah. It makes too much sense for both sides to not get it done.
That was Jason Fitz on Stillman & Company earlier this week. Hearing Fitz say 85%, and I don't think that that's based off of any reporting, maybe just a feeling and opinion that Fitz has. And I thought, Fitz, I mean, that would be taking Tennessee over the field in landing DeAndre Hopkins. And where it stands right now, I would probably lean toward the field. But I actually might feel a little bit different, not because of what Jason Fitz said, but because of what TD said on the TD Power Hour on Stillman & Company yesterday. This was TD.
I don't think they're concerned about him going anywhere, to be honest with you. I think, like I said, they're confident in what they put in front of him, and they believe that he's going to be a Titan. But, I mean, look, that's, you could be confident all you want, and that's not going to make it happen. You know, ultimately, it's going to be money. So that's really where it's going to count.
So TD says that the Titans feel confident that he's not going anywhere. Does that at all change our perspective or perception of the Tennessee Titans landing DeAndre Hopkins?
No, it doesn't. I mean, you know, to me, until there's a contract in place, then, you know, he can go anywhere. The Titans are not – see, the Titans aren't worried, I don't think, because they're not – it's not an all or nothing with them. It's not a we gotta have him, because if they had to have him, they would have brought him in the building and offered him a contract, point blank. But because they didn't, they're not necessarily worried about him signing with another team. They're just in a spot where, okay, like Vrabel said, we want people that want to be here. Mm-hmm. If you don't want to be here, so okay, we're not going to stress it. You know, if you want to be here, you know where the building is. You know what we, quote unquote, offered. You know what we offer as a team. So if you want to be here, then we want you here. But if you don't want to be here, we're not going to sit here like some desperate, you know, mate begging and pleading for you to come back. No, either you want to be here or you don't. You know what we are, who we are as an organization. You know who I am as a coach. You know who Tim Kelly is. Only thing we haven't sort of figured out is the money. But you know who we are. So if you want to be here, you want to be here. We're not worried about it. If you don't, we're pivoting in another direction.
Yeah, it's just like we always say, buying a car. Mm-hmm. If you're willing to walk away, you're in a better position to know your budget, know what you're willing to offer, stay strong, and don't overshoot. Mm-hmm. You assess what you think the guy is worth. And stick to your guns.
I think the biggest thing, too, is, you know, for Tennessee not being worried, like Mike Vrabel and Rand Carthon not being worried about where the situation is at, versus they're confident he's not going anywhere else. That, I think, is the biggest thing for me. And honestly, I do think it does change my opinion a little bit of where the Titans stand with DeAndre Hopkins. Because nobody knows how that visit went. Other than Rand Carthon, Mike Vrabel, the people within the building, DeAndre Hopkins, and his agent. Those are the only people that know how that visit went.
But it makes no sense. Like, you're not worried that he's going to another team. Well, offer him the contract and keep him in the building. It that doesn't compute with me. Well, I'm not worried about him going to another team. Go ahead and go to another team. We know you're going to come back. To me, it just doesn't make sense. If indeed you're not worried, then offer that man a contract. Or are you waiting to see what other people offer, and then you could base your offer on what other teams, whether it be New England or somebody else? Well, New England's probably doing the same thing, because it sort of seemed like y'all cut from the same cloth. New England's waiting for y'all to offer. Mm-hmm. Y'all waiting on New England to offer. In the meanwhile, somebody else going to slip in the back door and pull D-Hop out the way, and both of y'all going to be sitting there like idiots.
They absolutely are cut from the same cloth.
Exactly.
They
that's
absolutely
what I'm saying.
Are.
So it's like both teams are like, yeah, no, he can go there. My thing is, if you're not worried about him signing or going somewhere else, offer the man a contract, which they probably have. We just don't know.
Oh, they're going to.
There is speculation out there that they have, you know, offered a contract. My thing is, don't play with it. Just offer it and let it be.
But what was the first question they asked? Mm-hmm. What was the first thing that Mike Vrabel said? Does he want to be here?
Exactly.
We want people that want to be here. If that's the question. Mm-hmm. The money, if he really wants to be a Titan, mm-hmm. they'll work out the money.
Yeah.
I think that's where the sell mm-hmm. is. And if he doesn't really want to be there, then the money is not – it's a secondary thing, right? Mm-hmm. You have to have a committed DeAndre Hopkins mm-hmm. that wants to win. It's not just, hey, I want to get my next contract here, and I'll go for 1 year, and then I'll go over here, get a new contract. Like, he's got to buy in to wanting to make the Titans better. Otherwise, it's not worth it. Just play the younger guys and see what you got. That's how I feel about it. Like, I need to know that he really wants to be a Titan over all these other things. It's not like, hey, I am. What do you always say? What can I do for the league? What can the league do for me?
Yes, uh-huh. Exactly.
So I think it's a little bit of, hey, what can you do for the Titans?
Exactly.
You know, we're the Titans. We're going to be all right either way. You know, you have to be secure. It's not like we're desperate. Like, we are the best place for you. And if you don't think that, then you go where you think it's best for you.
I do think that was probably a good bit of what the conversation was or the visit was about. Because let's compare it to like a college recruiting visit, for example. You're going to pull out all the stops, and it's basically we have to sell you our program because the program already knows that they want that kid. Mm-hmm. With the D-Hop visit and the Titans, and I don't know this. This is just kind of like my knowledge of Mike Vrabel and the situation. I think it was probably just as much as, hey, we want to sell D-Hop on the Titans, but also D-Hop needs to sell the Titans on himself. I think that was a good bit of the evaluation. And that was the biggest thing, that we want people that want to be here. So if the Titans feel confident that he's not going to go anywhere else, then maybe that's what they did find with DeAndre Hopkins, that he did want to be here, that he does want to be a Titan.
Well, why go anyplace? That's what I'm saying. Why go anyplace else?
If you're confident that you're going to be here, then hey, go. You go do your thing. You go take your free agency tour.
But why,
we've got a plan.
But why as a – if I know this is where I want to be, why then would I – take a visit. I'm telling my agent, listen, find a way to work it out here. This is where I want to be. I'm not in the business of, unless they had already committed to, New England, and he said, well, I've already committed to New England, and I got to go, so this is what I'm going to do. And I can understand them saying, okay, mm-hmm. Go ahead. We'll still be here. But my thing is, if you feel that, strong about him, offer the contract and don't let him leave the building. Damn what he, sports is sports. Damn what he promised New England he would do or any other team. Money talks. They offer me a contract at a place that I believe still has an opportunity to win, a city that's a growing city. I'm staying here. Why am I taking more visits? That's the part. It's like, how much are you trying to drum up? Are you trying to get the money up for the Titans? Are you trying to drum up some more interest so where you can get the money to go up?
I'm sure that is what
the Titans, or are you doing that for other teams? What are you doing it for?
I think both, because I think that there could be a difference between, yeah, I want to play for the Titans, but that doesn't mean that I don't want to play anywhere else. Like, I would want to be a Titan, but also I might want to be a Patriot, too. Mm-hmm. I might want to be a Packer, too.
Whoever gives me the most money.
Whoever gives me the most money. So that could have been the Titans vetting process. Mm-hmm. And them feeling confident that they think that he's not going to go anywhere else, rather, leads me to believe that they've got something in their back pocket. Mm-hmm. That Mike Vrabel and Rand Carthon have something up their sleeve. And I don't know what that is, whether that be a contract, whether that they've already decided and kind of have come up with a plan to give D-Hop a big contract and be the highest bidder, but they're just waiting on everyone else in the league to put their highest bid in so the Titans don't overpay. Mm-hmm. Like, let's say the Titans, hypothetically, are saying, we can budget $18 million a year for D-Hop, but we're not going to do that right away because if the Patriots come in and offer him $8 million, well, then we'll just offer him $10 million, and we can save that other $8 million. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I don't know where the confidence is coming from. Maybe that's just Vrabel arrogance. I don't know. I don't know where that confidence comes from, but it does make me feel a little bit more confident. It does kind of change my opinion about the D-Hop and Titans potential marriage. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. We've got a bunch of texts on that, so we'll get into those coming up next. Plus, what Mike Tannenbaum said about DeAndre Hopkins and his next potential landing spot. And we might need to have a come-to-earth moment about what DeAndre Hopkins is going to be for his next landing spot in 2023. We'll get into that coming up next. Caroline, Willie, D-Mace, 1025, 1063, The Game. Caroline, Willie, D-Mace, 1025, 1063, The Game. Hey, tune in for Nashville Sounds Baseball tonight. at 6:35 p.m. on 94.9 The Fan. The Sounds take on the Gwinnett Stripers, AAA affiliate of the Atlanta Braves. Sounds Baseball on 94.9 The Fan, presented by 312 Pizza Company, Farm Bureau Health Plans, and Family Leisure. We are live out here at the NFL Alumni Association Golf Tournament. D. Mace getting his golf shoes on, getting his swing warmed up.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful day.
Absolutely.
Beautiful day for some golf. So we're breaking down DeAndre Hopkins and the Titans' pursuit of DeAndre Hopkins. D-Hop had his visit with the New England Patriots, and per Jeff Howe of The Athletic, the visit went well. No contract is signed, but both sides remain, quote-unquote, optimistic about moving forward. Whatever that means, however you would like to interpret that. But something that we've discussed a lot is, you know, realistically, what are you going to get out of DeAndre Hopkins? Realistically, what kind of player is DeAndre Hopkins at this point in his career? Because I think we can all agree, D-Hop in 2023 is not D-Hop from 2019, to be expected. But Mike Tannenbaum has some lofty expectations for DeAndre Hopkins in one of his potential next landing spots. This was Mike Tannenbaum on ESPN.
In Arizona, they averaged 6 more points per game in the games that he played. And now all of a sudden, you put DeAndre Hopkins at the top of that batting order. And now Smith-Schuster becomes the two that he really is. Mike Gesicki, Hunter Henry, two really good tight ends and a star at running back. And Ramondre Stevenson, a very good offense with a championship defense. That defense was third in defensive efficiency. It should be even better this year. I think this is the most intriguing storyline left in the NFL because Hopkins in New England, to me, could change the entire AFC East. Really, to Deke's point, this is the most consequential move left in the NFL offseason. Once this is done, franchise players, that always sorts itself out. We know that. This could really change the AFC East.
Okay. I want the Titans to land DeAndre Hopkins. I think he makes you a better team. But if he lands in New England, completely change the AFC East? Do we agree with that?
Let's flip it.
That's the D-Hop impact, realistically?
Well, let's flip it. And again, this comes back to what is he worth at this stage? We've spent the better part of this week talking about this. You mentioned the power rankings a lot for the Titans.
Yeah.
They're 28th or something like that, 27th. Yeah. If they sign DeAndre Hopkins, do we think they're moving up more than 3-4 spots?
No. They're not all of a sudden a top 10 team.
They're not going to be favored to win the division. Mm-mm. They're not going to be a contender on paper. Every year there are surprises, right? There are teams that are in the 20s that end up having great years. So I would say the same thing for the Patriots. I don't think it's a game changer for the Patriots. It's a nice player that could end up with a good bounce back year. Making a difference. That's all you're trying to do with him. But let's put it in perspective.
I would agree.
That's my thought.
I would agree.
I mean,
that's why you don't pay the freight. That's why you don't go overboard with your offer. You offer what you think he's worth.
Every situation is different. His situation in Arizona was much different than his situation in Houston. His situation and his next stop will be much different than what it was in Arizona. Last year, what did he say? They averaged 6 more points with him being on the field. Did you take into account that Kyler Murray wasn't on the field either a lot of those times in Arizona? You know, so when D-Hop was, Kyler Murray wasn't. So you can make the numbers look whatever you can make them look like whatever you want them to look like in order to make your case.
Right.
But you got to look at it in its totality. This team was so up and down because of one guy not being here, another guy not being here. D-Hop suspended the first 6 games. Then he comes back. He plays with Kyler Murray. They build back up this chemistry. Then Kyler Murray's out. Then everything falls to pieces again. Then D-Hop's out for the last 2 or 3 games. So Tannenbaum, when you say, well, they averaged 6 more points with him on the field, was that him and Kyler Murray on the field together, or was that just him on the field by himself without Kyler Murray?
Well, let's also put it in perspective. Why they're trying to get viewers. Like, they're going overboard. Every time I have flipped on ESPN and they're talking about this, I see what they're saying. But it's always about the Patriots, and it's always about the hyperbole of how badly the Patriots need him, the pressure on Belichick, the pressure to keep winning. They're 500 since they lost Brady. It's this whole thing. And so there's no other topics in the NFL, really, when you get down to it, So it's a sexy topic, and they got 12 guys that all want to weigh in on it. They're trying to get people's attention. It's clickbait on TV, really, for him to – it's an exaggeration by Tannenbaum.
It's an exaggeration.
I'm not sure he even really thinks that. Do you?
I don't know how
it's an exaggeration.
But Mike Tannenbaum does say some pretty crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Mike Tannenbaum says
they try to get people's
crazy
attention.
Crazy stuff. And if he does believe it, that would explain why he's on TV, for example.
No. And he's
why he's not
wrong.
An NFL general manager at the moment. Does DeAndre Hopkins make the Titans better? I do believe that.
Of course.
Would DeAndre Hopkins make the Patriots better?
Yes.
I do believe that. Mm-hmm. Yes, I do. To completely change the AFC East is a massive hyperbole. DeAndre Hopkins is easily the best free agent available, mm-hmm. specifically at that position, even more so at that position.
Yeah.
DeAndre Hopkins is a fringe Hall of Fame player. DeAndre Hopkins would be a big part of both offenses in Tennessee and in New England. Mm-hmm. But to change the division, especially in that division, if we want to talk about the AFC South, maybe.
It doesn't change the AFC South
but
either.
The AFC East, when you're with Aaron Rodgers, mm-hmm. and you got Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs in Buffalo, and you've got Miami and what they're cooking up in Miami with Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle, and if Tua can stay healthy. I mean, I view the New England Patriots far and beyond the worst team in that division as constructed. You add DeAndre Hopkins, I still think the New England Patriots are the worst team in that division.
I think what they're looking at from this standpoint, New England – they have a hell of a defense. And they do have players on offense. That's why I believe they went out and got Bill O'Brien. Because Bill O'Brien sort of gives them another edge. They needed an experience, a good experienced play caller. So they went and got him in order for Mac Jones to reach his full potential, I believe. I think Mac Jones is a good quarterback. Now, can he elevate himself? That's yet to be seen. But I think he's shown enough that, you know, he's a good quarterback in his league. You surround him with some good players. He can elevate his play even more potentially. So I understand why this love affair, you know, from the outside is with New England. But we can say the same thing about the Tennessee Titans. They got a hell of a defense. They got a quarterback that's a good quarterback. Is he great? No, he's a good quarterback. And they have pieces around him. So you add a D-Hop, that may, you know, help elevate, you know, what this team could potentially do. So I think both these teams are sort of in the same spot. It's just who do you want to play for? Where do you see you having the most benefit? Now, what I will tell you is this. If he goes to New England, he's the number one. He is the number one receiver. Hands
they
down.
Got other options.
He is the 160 targets he's accustomed to, he will get in New England. If not closer to 160 than not. And here, if he comes here to Nashville, the number one guy is Treylon Burks. He's not going to reach that 160 targets per game. He's just not the way this offense operates. So if he wants the numbers and he wants to be a true number one, he goes to New England. If he wants to be a part of the team and he can defer to Treylon Burks and sort of be that number two, that good number two, then Tennessee's the place for him.
And I do think that New England has to look at it through the lens of Mac Jones. Mm-hmm. They need to find out what they have in
exactly.
Mac Jones.
Yeah.
And his rookie season's your rookie season. In year two, I do believe Bill Belichick kind of screwed Mac Jones over a little bit.
Absolutely.
Give Matt Patricia.
Come on,
defensive,
you don't do that to your
quarterback. Offensive core. Yeah, you do not do that to any quarterback, much less a quarterback in his second year in the league. I think the Patriots need to treat this year like we got to see what we have in Mac Jones. Mm-hmm. We have to put pieces around him to make him as successful as he can be. We'll bring back his old college offensive coordinator in Bill O'Brien, and he'll work with him. He was able to get that much out of him at Alabama, so we'll bring him in. We'll give him pieces. So I think that the motivation behind the two different teams is a little bit different. In New England, it's let's see what we have in Mac Jones. In Tennessee, it's let's try and win as many games as we possibly can and try and win the division, a gettable division.
I'm just thinking here. When they look back on the Matt Patricia calling the plays offensively, like, has that ever been done by anybody? Taking a defensive coordinator and have him call the plays offensively? I can't think of one. Like,
why would you?
Well, I mean, that's sort of what I ask. It's like Bill Belichick, I just think, thought he was smarter than everybody else. He loves Matt Patricia, obviously, mm-hmm. but that didn't go very well, did it?
It didn't go well at all.
At all.
at
and
all.
Why would you think it would go well? I mean, that's a Bill Belichick move. Like, that's what they did.
Because guys in that organization, they're interchangeable.
Yeah.
Like, they can, you know, you just move in pieces. I can just move you around, and you should be able to still do the same job that you're able to do. If you are a quarterback's coach, you should, in our mind, you should be able to be the running back's coach or the tight end's coach or the secondary's coach. When in sometimes it's not that easy, you know? You can't just go from one position to the next.
Yeah, but if that were a different coach, like, can you imagine the backlash? Like, they're doing what? Mm-hmm. Like, even if the Titans did that, like, there's not enough credibility that Mike Vrabel has that would fly. Like, but if it's Bill Belichick, it's kind of like, well, I guess Bill Belichick knows what he's doing. Mm-hmm. But
and even
one year
Bill
later,
Belichick,
it's been scrapped. Like,
right.
What was going on there? Like, that didn't help Mac Jones at all. Plus, remember, he did have the high ankle sprain.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that messed up his season a lot.
Yeah, that's true.
So, it's an intriguing team. I've heard a lot of different people speculate on how good the Patriots can be because they're a lightning rod. Nobody likes the Patriots. They've won a lot. People kind of like to see them lose, right? Mm-hmm. And then they've got that loyal fan base that's trying to keep it going. Bill Belichick, for his legacy, is trying to prove he can have a good winning program in the post-Tom Brady. So there's a lot of intrigue there. I've heard people that think they could sneak and win that division, and there's other people that think they could not be very good at all. Yeah. And a lot of it does revolve around how good is Mac Jones.
I wonder if
they have the defense,
yeah,
right? We think they have a good defense.
The defense is probably top 10 in the league.
The defense is stacked. I wonder if there are people, like, behind the scenes worried that if D-Hop does, or if they get them a bona fide receiver, that we may see, you know, the start of another dynasty with New England. And I say that for this reason. We looked at Mac Jones, his rookie season. They did go to the playoffs his rookie season. And Mac Jones showed those characteristics of a good quarterback, a guy that was like, man, this guy's he's going to be the next guy. He's not going to be Tom Brady, but he's going to be the next guy. And then all of a sudden, you switch and give him a defensive coordinator out as an offensive coordinator. You give him an offensive coordinator, it's really a defensive coordinator. And then all of a sudden, with injuries and guys around him that can't catch the ball at the receiver position, now he goes down and people are saying, well, Mac Jones isn't the guy, this and that and that and this. Well, what if you get Mac Jones a real offensive coordinator, which you did in Bill O'Brien? What if you get him some receivers? You started with Juju Smith-Schuster. You get him D-Hop with the tight ends that they have, with the defense that they have. You don't think there are probably people that are thinking, man, we don't want that to happen. Because if we do, if that happens, that may catapult New England in that division. I'm not saying winning it, but it makes them now more, a lot more competitive than what people think. And I'm not going to sit here and say that New England's the worst team in that division. I'm not. I don't know. Because, again, we look at the Jets and we say they got Aaron Rodgers. They, you know, they went out and got, you know, these receivers and Lazard and all these guys.
Great defense.
Great defense. Oh, they're going to be back. And then what happens? Same thing we thought about the Raiders. Same thing we thought about Denver. It doesn't happen.
There's
why?
Always
because
those teams.
It takes teams time to mesh.
And I don't know how good the Jets are going to be, but if I had to rank the teams in the AFC East today, I would say it's probably Buffalo, the Jets,
I'm telling
Miami,
you, Buffalo's gonna take
New
a step
England.
Back.
Maybe so, but
Buffalo
maybe
will
they will.
Take a step back. I'm
but
telling
where
you.
It stands today, where it stands today, I could be completely off. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Let's get into your thoughts on this coming up next. Also, do we expect anything to happen? Is this going to be a conversation for the next month and a half? Or
I feel like we can branch out. Even if it's not, I feel like we can find some more interesting things.
Or we could just get some juicy tidbits over the weekend, maybe. We'll get into that coming up next. And, of course, your thoughts as well. Caroline Willie Dumais, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.
Is there a team that you believe that can come out sort of behind the door and sort of figure this thing out and then offer D-Hop a contract?
Well, a little bit. Meaning, you know, I think there's a couple clubs out there that you kind of look around and say, you know, could that fit or how's that work? I mean, it's obviously a lot's going on with Trayvon Diggs and some issues up there in Buffalo. And if push came to shove, could that make sense? Yeah, it could. Don't think it's ideal, but I think it's certainly it could be a place where you could find him. You know, I like where Atlanta is from a opportunity with the young receivers they have there, and obviously the tight end could be in the explosive running back. It could be a fit, a nice fit. I just, again, if I'm Hopkins, I think you got to think more about how do I get a championship ring? How do I bring one home? Because he's obviously got 3-4 years left probably in his career. But I think Buffalo would be somewhere where I'd be pushing to see if I could get to. Those are two that kind of stand out a little bit, but it's not a huge market. You know, it's not like there's everybody out there. You know, the Colts have Alec Pierce. They've got, you know, another receiver, a couple receivers, obviously, in the draft. But, you know, are they loaded and have that veteran guy that you just know you can go to the ball with and say, hey, third down? That's why I like the Titans. I mean, it made perfect sense. I'm glad that Rand Carthon brought him in and Coach Vrabel's taking a look at him because I think it is a great fit for the Titans. And I think, you know, I think a lot of people forget how the Titans season ended, and I know it was frustrated and miserable for everybody, but there were a lot of tight games there, and I just, you know, Jacksonville's good, but I don't crown them the champions by any stretch. So I think this is a chance for a Titans team that from the outside looking in really look like they're running maybe one more year before, you know, Tannehill may be gone. We'll see about Derrick Henry.
That was former NFL general manager Mark Dominic on our show yesterday. We broke down all of the DeAndre Hopkins ins and outs from a general manager's perspective. Really interesting insight from Mark Dominic yesterday. I will ask you, Willie, the same question that I asked Adam Vingan last Friday when I was filling in for Jared Stillman on Stillman & Company. Do you think by this time on Monday, 11 a.m., when we sit down for the show on Monday, that we're going to have any juicy gossip, any tea on the DeAndre Hopkins situation?
Well, you're asking the wrong guy because I got burned pretty badly. When was this? It might have been two Fridays ago. The day he was released was what? Was that 2 weeks or has that been 1 week?
Wednesday? It was the day of the Music City Celebrity Golf Tournament. Was that last week?
So that was June 7th or 8th. It happened right after we got off the air.
Right. So that was last Wednesday.
Okay, thank goodness it hasn't been 2 weeks. Then I would really look like an idiot. But on Friday, because you were filling in with Adam, my take it to the bank, and we'll have another take it to the bank, and you were one for one. I'm now one for four, I think. But my take it to the bank, would he would be signed. I thought teams would jump in there, and he maybe had laid some groundwork. That was my bold prediction, and I struck out.
Probably a fair assumption, though.
I got burned, so I'm not going to get burned again. I'm going to say no. I'm going to say at this point it probably will be another little while before he signs.
I'm with you.
What's the hurry? What's the hurry?
I'm with you.
At this point.
Because
unless the Titans have the Mike Vrabel, does he want to be here? If the answer is yes, then maybe he says, okay, let's just go. This is where I want to be.
I think DeAndre Hopkins is going to take his sweet time.
I think that's more likely.
I think he's going to wait it out. And D-Mace had an interesting perspective being there before. If you want to get in there, you want to get in the building, you want to start building that rapport, that chemistry, you want to start learning the offense, and you don't want to have to waste any time before you get acclimated. But I think that DeAndre Hopkins is looking at this like, there's going to be somebody out there that's willing to pay me some money. Maybe not exactly what I want, but somebody out there is going to be willing to do it. So what's the rush? I have a feeling. I told you this, Willie, at the break. This is not my take it to the bank, but maybe it could be.
Okay.
I think it is more likely than not that we will be sitting at Bridgestone Arena at SEC Media Days in mid-July when DeAndre Hopkins makes his decision, like a month from now. I don't think it's going to be anytime soon.
Okay.
D-Maze, I was asking Willie.
Uh-huh.
By this time Monday, sit down Monday for the show at 11 o'clock, do we think that D-Hop will make any decision?
Wow.
As you were on TV.
Yeah,
you
I was
know,
on recording some things for the NFL alumni chapter here in Nashville, Tennessee, rather. I don't know. It's an interesting question.
So you're not taking it to the bank. It doesn't sound like you've made a strong opinion on this.
Taking it to the bank. Okay, let's say this. I would be surprised if he did sign prior to us coming on air next week. I would be surprised because I think, again, we're just talking about two teams, the Titans and New England. I think there's going to be another team or two that possibly come in and, you know, come out of sort of like the shadows and show interest, more interest in DeAndre Hopkins. I think, you know, I think people are waiting on to see the money. Like, what is someone going to offer? Okay, if I know what you're going to offer, then I'm going to make my offer based on that. But it seemed like the Titans and New England are both smart, cut from the same cloth. They're not offering things until they know they legitimately have him on, like, he's going to sign. This is the contract he's going to sign. I don't think – I would be surprised if the – if contract information came out, like, dollar-wise.
I was thinking that.
I would be surprised about that.
And remember this. He didn't have an agent for a long time. He did his own thing.
I did forget about that.
He now has an agent, so it's kind of new ground. I don't know. Will that agent slip out there? Hey, they're not offering anything, man. We're waiting. Exactly. They haven't come to the table with anything we're interested in. We're going to wait. I don't know. I mean, that some agents go that way, some don't. Rand Carthon has said, I don't know how many times, he hasn't been the GM very long, but he has said any chance he gets, we do not negotiate in the media. We're going to negotiate when we're behind closed doors. I'm not going to play this out in public. And he's been saying this for the media's benefit. Mm-hmm. When you guys ask me a question, just know that I'm never going to answer how negotiations are going in the media.
So I wonder where did the Titans have offered him a contract? Where did that come from? Because, again, based on what Rand said, he's not negotiating in the public. He's not doing that. He's, you know, if we did offer him a contract, we're not telling y'all, you know. So I wonder where that
came the
from.
Agent could say that.
Yeah,
like, we have an offer from the Titans.
But not going to publicize the dollars and cents in term. So Tom Pelissero said on the NFL Network that they did not have a contract, and then Mike Florio turned around and said that there was a contract.
Which means nobody knows.
So, exactly.
Exactly,
so,
that's what it means.
Great. Wonderful. We're pretty much back at square one. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Got a pretty big baseball game going down tomorrow, and I feel like I'm public enemy number one in this state. We'll discuss coming up next. Caroline, Willie, DeMays, 1025, 1063, The Game.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.